You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Paige Crawford, City of Fairhope Community Affairs Director, in this morning for Mayor Sullivan. Thank you so much, Paige.
Good morning, Lori.
Appreciate you being here.
No problem.
Well, the city council meeting wasn't a lengthy agenda, but we'll highlight a couple of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we'll get into your arena, and that's all the activities and events and things happening in Fairhope. The litter boom, number 7, there was a vote to procure litter brooms and a tactical cleanup, not to exceed an annual cost of $27,000 a year. And Corey Martin briefly told us about it yesterday. Did that pass, and where will the boom go?
It did pass. This is through our Planning and Zoning Department, in particular Kim Burmeister, who handles our code enforcement. This is kind of a trial period. They're going to try out the Winn-Dixie Pond over there. All of our watershed is, some of our most sensitive, Cowpen Creek in particular, some of our most sensitive watershed. We're just wanting to kind of get in there, try out this program with Offspree, and It's really cool. They get in the pond. They put out a tandem boom, like litter trapper, using like fencing and natural trees, and then they'll come out twice a month and kind of see what it collects and catches and clean that up. So once they kind of get through several months, they did say that as there's less and less trash, hopefully, is the case, they can also use it as like an educational tool with kids, bring folks out there, kind of see, what trash is getting collected, showing them what is kind of winding up in this pond, also kind of trickles down to our bay and our most sensitive ecosystems. So we're excited to get this going and kind of test out that pond area over there next to Winn-Dixie.
So then more might occur in the future if it works.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I didn't realize that it's actually a program, as you mentioned, where they're going to maintain and empty it and observe.
Yes, twice a month. So it'll be a nice little litter maintenance program for us to kind of get started here in Fairhope.
Okay, very good. And then number 11 was a resolution to approve a professional engineering services for the Fairhope Clock Plaza. Did that pass?
It did pass. And so we're really excited to get this going. We had put in some money in our budget this year, and we're also going to be kind of using some of those general fund surplus dollars that Mayor brought up in the council meeting, I believe, last month. To get this project kind of off the ground. So we are getting Christian Preuss to get us who's a landscape architect here in Fairhope to kind of give us a jumping off point for that clock corner. So we're excited to kind of see what he comes back with and kind of get that project going.
That will be, from what I understand, what the mayor's mentioned and Councilman Martin mentioned yesterday, almost a Paris style with some tables and chairs and things that can be moved if needed for special events. And
absolutely. Just some area for folks to kind of take shade,
right,
or have an area to sit down while their wife shops around town. That's always nice. Just a nice little area in the center of town. So we do use that quite often for different things, like Lori.
Uh-huh.
So, something that can also be moved aside when we do have those bigger events downtown. So, yeah.
And number 15, the Certificate of Need Review for 30 additional beds. This is for the Fairhope to adopt a resolution to support Thomas Hospital's request for this. I would presume it passed.
It did. And it's my understanding that, Councilman Martin spoke of last night, is when hospitals consistently reach capacity for 6 months at a time, that they can apply for this or submit for review for additional beds. And it's my understanding that they are going to try to do that within the campus footprint that they have right now. I mean, I think they do see the growth here and know that there is going to be a time where they're going to have to expand. But I think for right now, it's going to be all under one roof.
Okay.
So.
Anything else last night from the council meeting or work session you want to mention?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, folks that missed it can always go back and watch it. If you go to YouTube and type in City of Fairhope, or either go to the City of Fairhope's website and look near the top right and click on YouTube, you can watch them that way. Usually share them on Facebook too.
Absolutely. Right. Oh, I do want to mention, yes, number 12. We it was authorizing Mayor Sullivan to execute a purchase agreement for these for a piece of land out at Quail Creek. So, and I don't know if you know this, Lori, but pickleball has like blown up here,
right?
And so we have some pickleball courts at the rec center, three courts at the rec center right now, which, you know, you do have to pay to play. You do have to be a member of the rec center to be able to play on those courts. And then we also have four additional courts out at the Mike Ford Tennis Center that are outdoor courts. So I think the intent here with this purchase agreement is to maybe make some additional pickleball courts, since there's such a draw and a need for that right now. We, you know, we have folks that are lining up to play pickleball here in Fairhope. So I think that is one thing I did want to mention, that they are hoping to get to transfer or to, yeah, transfer those into some additional pickleball courts for folks in the city.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you were also going to give us a little update on it's back to school time.
Back to school time.
So. And the new City e-newsletter is out.
So. Absolutely. So we always want to push this out to folks. If you're looking at, you know, what's going on within the city and kind of want to be involved and in the know, we highly recommend you get on our app, City of Fairhope, or log on and submit to get our e-newsletter, which we put out bi-weekly. And I know Lori's great about putting out that information here on WABF and getting those you know, those updates that are important, street closures, events that are going on, things that happen within our council meeting, things we, you know, we want residents to know about, so that may not be on Facebook, that may just check their email regularly. So of course, yes, back to school starting tomorrow, so we just want to remind folks to slow down and take it easy. You know, maybe get out of the house a little early. We do have Fairhope Avenue that has opened back up.
Oh, just in time. Thank goodness.
From Greeno to Bishop Road. That was a wastewater project that that wrapped up. So we are so excited to have that going. And then Bancroft, we did have a manhole repair that's going on in Bancroft that should be wrapped up at the end of today.
Right.
So lots of things going on. You know, of course, Church Street infrastructure project continues, which we're hoping to have that wrapped up October. So anyways, it's just making its way on down. And we, you know, before you know it, we'll just have all kinds of things going on. We do I want to remind folks, if speaking of litter and keeping our city nice and clean and beautiful, we do have the Alabama Coastal Cleanup that happens in September, and we're already registering folks.
Goodness, if y'all want, time is flying. What's the date?
The date on that is going to be Saturday, September 17th, of course, down at the Fairhope Pier. You know, we do a great job of keeping our city clean, but it's kind of a great day to kind of get everybody out, not just on the waterfront, but, you know, throughout neighborhoods and communities and downtown, and pick up and keep Fairhope looking beautiful. So we are, if you want to sign up for that, you can email me at page.crawford@fairhopeal.gov.
page.crawford@fairhopeal.gov.
Correct. Or we have some information on our Facebook page to check out. So, please get on there.
You often get, like, civic groups or neighborhood groups.
Absolutely.
And folks like that also to get together at a family affair of teaching the kids early on how to help contribute to the community.
Absolutely. And we also cook out for those volunteers. So you get a free t-shirt and a hot dog lunch. So come on out. Again, that's Saturday, September 17th. So just want to put a bug in everybody's ear that's right down the road.
It really is. And I saw something on the newsletter too about registering for sports and activities. So folks that have kids or grandkids that want to get involved there, it's on the e-newsletter as well.
It is. We also have some information on our website, mm-hmm, under the Parks and Rec Department. So if you want to register those kids for those Fairhope Youth Sports, go ahead and get on there and look at the particular sport you're looking at. And there's the contact information, website, and all that good stuff. We also have the Junior City Council applications open. So if you've got a rising, I think it is, actually, I think it is to any high school, freshman through junior, to apply for the Fairhope Junior City Council. That link is also on our website.
Very good. Busy, busy.
As always.
I almost forgot. Let's touch on the power bills.
Yes.
The City of Fairhope recently announced a new online billing and payment service through Invoice Cloud, which is really going to make it cool because you can even text to pay your bill. but there was a little some glitches in the transfer.
Lots of glitches, and you know, bear with us as we, you know, field those phone calls. I know our customer service reps at the City Hall are talking to a lot of folks out there, because I think a lot of folks had some confusion as far as their bill goes. So we just encourage everybody to kind of look into it and see, make sure you, if you have to re-enroll, if you did have an auto pay through your bank or through your credit card or debit card, you know, we encourage everybody to get on there and check.
Likely have to re-enroll.
To re-enroll through Invoice Cloud. So it will, I think once we get through this little hump, it will be an easier way for folks to pay their utility bill.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, just bear with us. If you have any questions, always just give City Hall a call at 928-2136, or just stop by. You know, we'd be glad to talk you through your utility bill if you have some questions.
Also in the e-newsletter was a request for Fairhope garbage, trash, and recycling customers to be patient, as the schedule might not be regular due to staff shortages.
Yes. As everybody knows right now, we are struggling to get folks onboarded and hired and employed. So we do have a few delays as far as trash and recycling goes. So just bear with us as we get those spots filled and get those folks onboarded and through orientation and onto our garbage trucks and back on regular schedule scheduled programming. So, you know, there may be a few delays, but as always, you know, if there's something that you've got questions about or need picking up, you know, give us a call. But yes, you may see a few garbage delays out there.
And what a great job. I think everybody that is looking for employment should go to fairhopeal.gov.
Absolutely.
And look at the variety of job positions that are open. Which now, due to the council's action, what is it? Nobody's making less than $15 an hour, I think, if you're a full-time employee, isn't that right?
I believe so. You know, they did pass a 5% across the board, and we did just do a compensation study. So, you know, the grades as far as for our different jobs out there have been adjusted, yes. So, yeah, it's a wonderful place to work. So we encourage everybody to kind of get on the website as often as you want and see. We always have that regularly posted on our Facebook page as well, so.
You've been with the city how many years now?
9.5.
I was going to guess 10. I was going to guess 10 because I think I've been interviewing her about 10 years.
That's right.
All right. Well, that's exciting, and we appreciate everything you all do for us and the citizens, and the transparency with all the departments and the mayor. So once again, if folks have any questions about anything they've heard, they, as Community Affairs Director, they can contact you. And
absolutely.
Again, those numbers and email.
You can contact me at 929-1466.
929-1466.
Or Paige, Paige, Crawford, Crawford, at fairhopeal.gov.
Paige.Crawford@fairhopeal.gov. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lori.
For filling in for Mayor Sherry Sullivan this morning. It is now 8:30.